Is one of the legendary solo culinary delights because there are not many traders selling this culinary anymore. But you don't have to worry if you are already in Solo and want to taste this traditional culinary. Although it is a popular culinary delicacy in Solo,
here is Voice of Indonesia with the news. Jakarta Textile Museum is now hosting the Merawet Rasa Batik exhibition, open on October 2, 2025. The exhibition highlights Batik Merawet from Cirebon, a traditional cloth technique recently granted a geographic indication certificate. Organized by the Batik Indonesia Foundation and Jakarta's government, the show runs until November 30th and honor the cultural value of batik in modern life. Indonesia's Culture Minister Fadlizon has reaffirmed the government's commitment to reclaiming its cultural heritage. Speaking at the Pancasila Sanctity Day ceremony in Jakarta yesterday, he said repatriation of historic artifacts from the Netherlands, including sacred heirlooms like royal daggers, will be carried out in phases. The process involves provenance research and aims to strengthen national identity and educate future generations. And that was the news.
Indonesia is the most beautiful land in the universe. land where we were born, the nation where we grew up. So many colors that live together in peace. With a million timeless treasures, with an abundance of natural wealth, Indonesia is not just wonderful. Indonesia is a wonderland. Kota baru, kutunya bermega. Bermega, bermana budi samakara. Bermana budi samakara. Batamu lawana adinda. Adinda imam bidadara. Samalaya imam bidadara. Samalaya. Hey!
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Listener going to culinary tour to Banyuwangi, East Java, you should come to Wit-Witan Market, the traditional market which becomes one of favorite places in Banyuwangi. Is located at Alas Malang Village, Singojurusa District, Banyuwangi. The market opens every Sunday morning, starting from 6 until 10 a.m. local time. Under the shady tree, you can enjoy various traditional culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as Geseng Bangsong. Geseng Bangsong is a typical food of Wijenan Kidul Hamlet, Singolatren Village, Singojuru Sub-District. Geseng Bangsong is a special menu and rarely found, which is made from duck meat as its main ingredient and wadung yang leaf that adds a unique sour taste. Wadung tree is many found and growing wild at the village. Besides giving sour taste, wadung leaf is also used to remove fishy smell from duck meat. The duck must be the big one, so it is usually used male duck for cooking geseng bangso. Besides wudong yang leaf, this culinary is also cooked with other spices such as cayenne, onion, and garlic. Geseng Bangsong has savory and spicy taste. Spicy taste mixed with sour taste certainly produce delicious food. In Banyuwangi, the food is usually served when Islamic events being conducted, such as the birth of Prophet Muhammad, Eid al-Fitr, and Eid Adha. But now, Geseng Bangsong can be found at Wit-Witan Market every Sunday. The price of the food is affordable, which is around 20,000 rupiah to 25,000 rupiah per portion. In addition to taste Geseng Bangsong, you can also enjoy other typical culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as rawon alas, sego cawu, as well as traditional snack, such as tiwul and gatot, which is made from cassava. Well, listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder for today. I'm Purisa Fridella. Thank you for listening. Listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents a keroncong song entitled December Kelabu or Gloomy December by Erika Rashid, accompanied by Dapur Music Project. This song tells about the sadness of someone who is left by her lover without news for 2 years. She keeps waiting for a promise or arrival from her lover, but it never comes true. The song created by Arianto and popularized by singer Maharani Kahar was released in 1982 in Maharani Kahar's debut album of the same name. This album became the most popular album of Maharani Kahar's career. This song was not only popular in its time, but also continues to be remembered and even re-sung by many artists across generations, like Yuni Shara, who released this song in 1997. Then the punk music group Karena Mereka also released this song in 2018. Well, listener, here is Erika Rashid featuring Dapur Music Project with the song December Kelabu. Enjoy! One of the villages located at Tumbak Island, Tumbak Village, Posumain Sub-District, Southeast Minahasa, North Sulawesi. Tumbak Island is an uninhabited island. The name of Tumbak is an acronym which means mangrove tree because there are a lot of mangrove trees growing at the village. The trip to the village from Manado City takes around 3 hours. The village has amazing panorama and wonderful attractions. We recommend you to stay at the island for 2 days to truly enjoy the past experiences there. One of the features of Tumbak Island is its white sand. The crystal clear and blue ocean looks incredibly beautiful. The clearness of the water makes the coral reefs under the sea visible from the surface. If you want to explore the underwater beauty of Tumbak, we suggest you to rent a cottage near the mangrove forest. The distance between the village and the cottage, which is located in the middle of the sea, only takes 10 minutes by taking boat. Visitors who come to island will be fascinated by the wonderful scenery. You can also witness the beautiful sunrise and sunset from the cottage. In addition, you can also do snorkeling from the cottage because there are various snorkeling spots near the cottage. There are also many kinds of sea creatures such as fish and starfish. If you are capable enough of doing snorkeling and diving, you can explore a 300-meter sea fan forest with a width of 3 to 6 meters. However, if you still have no experience in snorkeling and diving, you can hire a guide who will help you. You can also try different experiences by snorkeling at night. The beach also offers other activities for tourists such as fishing, diving, and exploring mangrove forest. In addition, you can also enjoy the tasty baked fish surrounding the beach.
Yeah. Open your eyes, open your mind. Feel the warmth, see the smiles. Kindness and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand and dance with me. A nation with a soul. Symphony of sights and sounds. Across the beautiful nature. You'll find the colors of paradise. Oh, what a wonderful place. I feel loved, I feel wonderful. Wonderful Indonesia.
Kasoami is a unique and typical food from Southeast Sulawesi, specifically in Buton, Muna, and Wakatobi areas. Kasoami is generally shaped like a tumpeng or cone and is yellowish white. Cassava, which is widely grown in the Sulawesi archipelago, is the main ingredient of kasoami. Firstly, the cassava is washed, peeled, and shredded or milled using a machine. Then the grated cassava is put in a sack or cloth to be compacted. This compaction is to remove water content by being crushed or pressed using a tool made of wood or large stones. Then leave it for 1 to 3 hours until the water is completely dry. The solid is pure white. Next, the solid is wrapped in thick or banana leaves and tied. The solid is called KGP. To make kasoami, initially KGP is kneaded by hand until it looks like flour. Then the ingredients are put into a very unique steaming cone. This tool is made from woven coconut leaves. To steam the KGP, they use a pot made of clay similar to a jar. The cone filled with KGP flour is put into the mouth of the pot. Then it is cooked with medium heat and medium volume of water in a pot for about 15 minutes. One kasoami is generally made with a diameter of 10 cm and a height of 10 cm and weighs approximately 500 to 700 grams. Usually, a person can spend 1 to 2 kasoamis. Kasoami is sometimes served as a substitute for rice because it is often served along with...
Thank you so much for a listener for accompanying me in this 6-hour broadcast. But don't go anywhere because after this, Voice of Indonesia will continue accompanying you in the next app of Indonesia Today. And before I go, I would like to remind you again that you can always message us through our social media and Facebook account, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter account at VOI Indonesia, Instagram and TikTok in VOI _official. We also have our email address in VOI listeners at gmail.com and also our WhatsApp number in +62 821 2381 2130. And after this, you will enjoy a story about Sampyong from Majalengka, and then will be continued by my friend Rahma in Indonesia Today. So stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Sakit, peres gitu, bahasa Sundanya peres gitu.
Hurt,
paling
peres is Sundanese. I get bruised usually, but it will disappear overnight when I apply minyak kayu putih or eucalyptus oil, minyak angin, warming oil. My lower tonsils was also hit.
Pernah juga yang kepukul urat pergelangan kakinya itu yang di bawah tuh.
That was statement of Aceng Hidayat, the owner of Ranca Gede Sundani Studio, to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Majalengka Regency, West Java. He often gets hurt when showing his skill as the lover and conserver of Sampyong from Majalengka.
at a glance. It sounds weird and even scary when someone cannot avoid when he is hit.
Itu bahaya itu. Jadi jangan sampai berubah gitu. Kalau mau dipukul itu harus diam gitu.
So just stand still if you are going to be hit, because it will be dangerous if tortoise nerve hurts.
Yang menghindar itu yang bahaya.
Those who avoid will hurt instead.
Stand still when hit makes no sense indeed, but it's the uniqueness and characteristics of Sampyong art from Majalengka Regency, West Java. It is a traditional art which is in the brink of extinction. Sampyong art has been performed and has evolved on Java land since Indonesia gained independence, as stated by Kiwing Almawi, 67 years old, the successor generation of Sampyong art from Majalengka, who is also a corn farmer in Simpuram sub-district, Cigasong district, Majalengka Regency, West Java.
Nama Kiwing Almawi, asal dari Kelurahan Simpuram, Kecamatan Cigasong, Kabupaten Majalengka, umur 67.
My name is Kiwing Almawi from Simpuram Subdistrict, Cigasong District, Majalengka Regency. I'm 67 years old. I've been engaged in Sampyong art since 60, so I passed this art to the next generation. There is also Nurpani, so Sampyong art came after Indonesia gained independence in about 1946. It used to be a folk art called Ujungan, which uses rotten bitter in that length of 60 cm with head cover called balakutak, made of layers of clothes to avoid hot heat. In about 60s, a research found the art dangerous, that it was modified into Sampyong, in which people hit and are hit full 3 times. All people said Sampyong came from Chinese descent. Maybe accidentally said some three pyong. So Sampyong is three beatings led by a referee called Malandang.
Bahayakan itu. Jadi diperubah lagi, dimodifikasi gitu. Jadi Sampyong. Sampyong itu memukul dan dipukul 3 kali. Sampyong itu kebetulan katanya, ini kata dari orang tua, ada dulunya itu ada yang melihat dari keturunan Cina itu. Mungkin dengan tidak sadar itu mengatakan Sam itu 3, Pyong itu pukulan. Jadi Sampyong itu 3 pukulan yang dipimpin oleh satu orang wasit yang disebut Malandang.
3 beatings. That's the essence of Sampyong art from Majalengka. It uses a piece of bamboo in the length of 60 cm with balakutak or head cover, and it is led by a referee called Malandang. The real art, which has existed before the colonial era, has evolved as time rolled by, as said by Asikin, Majalengka cultural observer and the owner of an art studio in Majalengka, to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, when we are looking for the existence of Sampyong art in Majalengka Regency, West Java Province. The origin of Sampyong art, Asikin said, comes from Kaolinan or Games of Xavier.
Sampyong itu awalnya merupakan kaulinan atau permainan anak-anak gembala.
Sampyong used to be kaulinan or games of shepherd in their shepherd place. If they have free time when cattle is in their field, they play with stick and hit their bodies. At that time, in about 13th century, it was a popular struggle. Because it was lovable that it developed in Majalengka, precisely in Cibodas. It was more than a hobby, but power struggle. They then make themselves strong to become beating resistance.
Bahkan sampai kepala. Saat itu, tepatnya abad 13-an lah, itu jadi satu ajang adu kekuatan yang populer sekali. Nah, kemudian karena permainan itu disukai, maka di satu wilayah di Majalengka, yaitu tepatnya di Cibodas, itu di Cibodas kemudian menjadi permainan yang merakyat, justru jadi berkembang menjadi hobi masyarakat di sana untuk bermain itu lebih daripada permainan biasa. Mereka menjadikan itu sebagai ajang adu kekuatan malah. Nah, ketika itu berkembang menjadi adu kekuatan, mereka pun kemudian berusaha untuk memperkuat diri sendiri, mempersakti diri untuk jadi tahan pukul.
Like Azikin said, Sampyong art evolution still continues from Kaolinan or Xavier games in Majalengka becomes hobby from power struggle to make themselves strong to become beating resistance. Azikin added, Kaolinan or Xavier changed when foreigners like Dutch and Chinese came to Java land.
Kemudian pada saat Belanda datang dan kemudian
when Dutch and Chinese people came, they also liked playing beating games, but they had their own regulation in the 1960s. First, not hitting head, vital part, and underthigh. Only three beat, so it means sampyong. Chinese people say sam is three, pyong is beat. So no more battle after three. In the long run, the regulation tends to be self-defense. And is packed in one art style with accompaniment instruments, gendang pencak, tempul, gendang traditional drum, and trumpet, accompanying tepakan pencak and padungdung, tepak gua, all two taps means paleredan, and it sounded during the performance.
Satu model kesenian dimasukkan alat di pengiring gendang pencak, tempul, kemudian gendang dan trompet, mengiringi dengan tepakan pencak. Baik padungdung, tepak dua atau apa gitu, biasanya paleredan yang itu bisa ditabuh sepanjang mereka bermain. Pada sampyong itu karena ada regulasi, kemudian
in sampyong there's a regulation and at that time people still love sampyong. Usually it was included in festivals. The participants were in groups or individuals, so they did not come to represent a group or community
karena mereka tidak datang atas nama kelompok atau komunitas manapun.
Listener Aceng Hidayat, sampyong art lover and preserver, made a similar statement that playing sampyong art from Majalengka is unique enough. It is not only attacking the opponent as powerful as possible, but also movement and dance to hit or to be hit should follow the rhythm of accompaniment music consisting of West Java traditional musical instruments like gendang pencak, tempul, and trompet.
Tapi yang bikin asiknya itu musiknya sebetulnya.
What makes it fun is the music. It lifts up spirit.
Bikin semangat, apalagi kan ditonton gitu.
Moreover, Aceng said, in some art festivals in Majalengka, Malandan or referee can get confused to determine participants of sampyong art.
Kenyataannya kalau kita misalnya pentas
if we hold performance, many people want to join.
Kalau pecinta
if sampyong lovers join, malandang will get overhung to choose participants.
Sekali gitu, malandangnya sampai kerepotan menentukan mana yang dipilih gitu istilahnya.
Listener, you can imagine a referee can be overwhelmed to determine who wants to get three hard beatings and how long the artist perform sampyong art.
Itu tergantung yang ngatur waktunya itu kan malandang ya. Istilahnya
it depends on how malandang or referee manage time. Sometimes after one beating the player goes around while dancing to ease the pain. The player usually has 10 to 15 minutes.
Mungkin itu untuk istirahat apa supaya enggak terlalu sakit mungkin kakinya ataupun apa ya gitu. 10-15 satu ronde lah gitu istilahnya, satu ronde satu pemain itu biasanya dikasih kesempatan sekitar 10 atau 15 menit.
That's what makes sampyong art from Majalengka fun. Regarding extinction, Majalengka sampyong art, Aceng added that he would keep promoting sampyong art from Majalengka.
Ada saya bahkan seringlah istilahnya di jejaring sosial.
I often see sampyong art coverage in social networks like Facebook or Twitter. I also have written in my blog about documented sampyong art performance, or I invite local journalists to make it more alive and more popular among young generation. That's the point.
Generasi muda gitu, intinya seperti itu.
Intensive approach to preserve Majalengka sampyong art continues to be done not only by Aceng, Azikin, or Mangkiwing Almawi, but also by Majalengka Regency Youth and Sport, Culture and Tourism Service, as told by Head of Majalengka Regency Youth and Sport, Culture and Tourism Service, Surati, to RRI World Service when coming to the office.
Terima kasih berkaitan dengan seni Sampyong dan seni Gao.
Thank you for your concern about Sampyong art and Gao art or other Majalengka arts. We always do promotion through media, both France and electronic media, besides taking part in arts festival, especially in Baru cities and West Java, because two arts that you ask, namely Sampyong and Gao, are traditional arts which are almost extinct. But we are optimistic that with all efforts we can even lift up extinct arts to West Java provincial level, like contemplating dance. Gao and Sampyong need lifting up. We need to include them in contests and festivals. We always try to preserve traditional arts and sports through festivals and media. We have many working partners in media to specially promote art and culture in Majalengka Regency.
Kalau khususnya seni Sampyong dan seni Gao, memang ini perlu kita angkat nanti ya, kita lombakan atau kita kita festivalkan ya, berbagai upaya kesenian daerah, baik kesenian maupun olahraga tradisional yang berbau budaya ini senantiasa kita upayakan melalui festival-festival dan juga media. Mitra kerja kami di media banyak sekali itu yang kontrak dengan kita khusus untuk mempromosikan seni budaya yang ada di Kabupaten Majalengka.
Majalengka Art Preservation Program has been done in a sustainable way, especially Sampyong art. Head of Youth, Sport, Culture and Tourism Service, Wasman, said Sampyong art will continue to be preserved by giving a new package.
Sebenarnya untuk seni Sampyong tidak terlalu sulit ya untuk pelestariannya karena
Sampyong art is actually not hard to preserve because people in Majalengka have been familiar to Sampyong. So the art is always performed in every event. People call it ngadu jajatan. Power struggle means knowledge struggle to compete in the field. Sampyong art in Majalengka always goes with ship agility contest and pencak. Sampyong has been popular and familiar. It's all about more attractive package without removing balance image for fun.
Tandingkan di pekalangan gitu di Sampyong dan kesenian Sampyong di Majalengka ini selalu disatukan pegelarannya kalau di masyarakat selalu disatukan dengan ketangkasan domba atau dengan pagelaran kuda pencak, kalau orang Sumedang menyebutnya kuda renggong, kalau di sini kuda pencak Pak ya, jadi ada bedanya sedikit orang Majalengka. Dan Sampyong ini sudah dikenal dan memasyarakat, barangkali tinggal hanya pengemasan supaya lebih menarik dan tidak menimbulkan image kekerasan dan sebagainya. Nah, itu hanya permainan saja.
Listener, Sampyong art from Majalengka, according to Wasman, has attracted foreign tourists to visit Majalengka and watch Sampyong art from the region.
Untuk Sampyong, sebenarnya wisatawan.
In fact, local and international tourists, including some private TV stations, have access towards Sampyong art performance. So we perform Sampyong art in Cideras Village, and it was covered by private TV stations and watched by foreign tourists. They actually want to see what Sampyong art is, and it's interesting enough. They find it interesting because violence art can become entertainment in the form of beating each other with no revenge and hatred, but humor, louder, and so on.
Dan cukup menarik dengan pendapat seni kekerasan tapi tidak melaksanakan kekerasan gitu, tapi hiburan ya, seni kekerasan tapi hiburan, yaitu hiburannya dengan saling pukul tetapi tidak ada dendam atau tidak ada benci, tapi dilaksanakan dengan penuh humor, ketawa, sorak-sorai dan sebagainya.
Furthermore, Wasman revealed that Sampyong art, which started from Shipyard Games in Majalengka, now attracts foreign tourists to come to see Sampyong art attraction, typically from Majalengka.
Wisatawan asing yang pernah yang datang dari Amerika, kemudian dari Perancis, yang sering itu
the dari foreign Australia. Tourists come from the US, French and Australia. Some came to do a research on Sampyong art. There are also from Pakistan and Europe like England and Norway, but they do not come in Intarwich, but 2 to 3 people only. There are also Mexicans, Americans, and South Americans studying musical instruments called sadatana in Jatiwangi while doing research on arts including sampyong art.
Orang-orang Meksiko, Amerika, kemudian dari Amerika Latin yang belajar membuat alat musik dari tanah liat yang disebut sadatana di Jatiwangi Arts Factory di Jatiwangi, sekalian mereka juga penelitian tentang seni-seni di Majalengka termasuk sampyong dan gap.
Wasman added that following the increasing number of foreign tourists to watch sampyong art, Majalengka Regency Youth Sport Culture and Tourism Service will keep preserving art intensively.
Yang pertama mungkin memberikan kesempatan.
First, giving a chance to art studio to perform, both in the level of Regency or out of Majalengka Regency. In the anniversary of Majalengka, for instance, or historical days and statehood events like in Pendopo, Javanese traditional pavilion and services, anniversary of Kuningan Regency and Purwakarta Regency, and even at Indonesia Miniature Park, we have also performed sampyong in Gauk at Monas, our national monument, in its anniversary. The farthest one could be in Batam for Gemah Nusantara event. We also participated in Porseni sports and arts competition in 8 regencies of border city in West Java and Central Java, art and culture event in West Java, Sampyong dance SMK Putra Nusantara Majalengka Art Vocational School, and we also provide art equipment like a set of gamelan traditional music for some art studios. A set of gendang pencak sam has been proposed to support sampyong art.
Perbatasan karena rutin dilaksanakan event kesenian dan olahraga atau perseni. 8 kabupaten kota perbatasan Jawa Barat Jawa Tengah. Kemudian di tingkat Jawa Barat pada event-event Jawa Barat pada gelar seni budaya Jawa Barat yang baru-baru dilaksanakan. Kami juga menggelarkan tari sampyong dari SMK Kesenian Putra Nusantara Majalengka. Kami juga memberikan bantuan alat kesenian ke beberapa sanggar, seperangkat gamelan untuk mendukung, juga yang sedang dinanti dan diusulkan itu seperangkat alat kendang pencak sama untuk mendukung seni sampyong.
Indonesia is rich in folk stories from Asia region whose legend remains well maintained